Prasvati Devi Guruvani Pujarani Nivasesa Sunyavani Pashtachati Satarni. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Prescribed Duties for Mankind, Chapter 5, Narada Muni Cursed by Prajapati Daksha. Text number 22. Swara Brahmani Nirbhata. Rishikesha Padam Bhuje. Akandam Chittam Havishya. Lokan Anucharan Munahi. Swara Brahmani Nirbhata Rishikesha Padam Bhuje Akandam Chittam Avesya Lokan Anucharan Munahi. Swara Brahmani Nirbhata Rishikesha Padam Bhuje Akandam Chittam Avesya Lokan Anucharan Munahi. Swara Brahmani. In spiritual sound, Nirbhata, placing clearly before the mind, Rishikesha, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the master of the senses, Padam Bhuje, the lotus feet, Akandam, unbroken, Chittam, consciousness, Avesya, engaging Lokan, all the planetary systems, Anucharat, travelled around, Munahi, the great sage Narada Muni. The seven musical notes, Sa, Ri, Ga, Ma, Pa, Dha, and Ni, are used in musical instruments, but originally they come from the Samaveda. The great sage Narada vibrates sounds describing the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. By such transcendental vibrations such as Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, he fixes his mind at the lotus feet of the Lord. Thus, he directly perceives Rishikesha, the master of the senses. After delivering the Hariashvas, Narada Muni continued travelling throughout the planetary systems, his mind always fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord. Purport. The goodness of the great sage Narada Muni is described herewith. He always chants about the pastimes of the Lord and delivers the fallen souls back to Godhead. In this regard, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Narada Muni Bhajaya Vina Radhika Ramana Name Nama Amani Udita Hoy Pakata Gita Same Amiyadhara Vareshe Ghana Shravana Yugale Gya Bhakata Jana Sagane Nache Bhariya Apanahiya Madhuri Pura Asaba Bhail Pashi Mataya Jagata Jane Keha Vakande Keha Nanache Keha Mate Mane Mane Pancha Vadana Narada Dhari Premera Sagana Rola Asana Nachiya Bale Bolo Bolo Hari Bolo Sahasranana Paramasuke Hari Hari Baligai Nama Prabhave Matila Vishva Nama Rasa Sabe Pai Sri Krishna Nam Rasane Spuri Purala Amara Asa Sri Rupa Pade Yachaya Iha Bhakati Vinoda Das. The purport of this song is that Narada Muni, the great soul, plays a stringed instrument called a Veena, vibrating the sound Radhika Ramana, which is another name for Krishna. As soon as he strokes the strings, all the devotees begin responding, making a very beautiful vibration. Accompanied by the stringed instrument, the singing seems like a shower of nectar, and all of the devotees dance in ecstasy to the fullest extent of their satisfaction. While dancing, they appear madly intoxicated with ecstasy, as if drinking the beverage called Madhuri Pura. Some of them cry, some of them dance, and some of them, although unable to dance publicly, dance within their hearts. Lord Shiva embraces Narada Muni and begins talking in an ecstatic voice, and seeing Lord Shiva dancing with Narada, Lord Brahma also joins, saying, all of you kindly chant, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Kamalasana Nachiya Bale Bolo Bolo Hari Bolo. The King of Heaven, Indra, also gradually joins with great satisfaction and begins dancing and chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. In this way, by the influence of the transcendental vibration of the holy name of God, the whole universe becomes ecstatic. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when the universe becomes ecstatic, my desire is satisfied. I therefore pray under the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami that this chanting of Harinam may go on nicely like this. Lord Brahma is the guru of Narada Muni, who is the guru of Vyasadeva, and Vyasadeva is the guru of Madhvacharya. Thus, the Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya is in a disciplic succession from Narada Muni. The members of this disciplic succession, in other words, the members of the Krishna consciousness movement, should follow in the footsteps of Narada Muni. By chanting the transcendental vibration, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. They should go everywhere to deliver the fallen souls by vibrating the Hare Krishna mantra and the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. That will please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One can spiritually advance if one actually follows the instructions of Narada Muni. If one pleases Narada Muni, then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rishikesha, is also pleased. Yasya Prashadat Bhagavat Prashadaha. The immediate spiritual master is the representative of Narada Muni. There is no difference between the instructions of Narada Muni and those of the present spiritual master. Both Narada Muni and the present spiritual master speak the same teachings of Krishna, who says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 65-66, Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishya si satyam te pratijane priyosi me savadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja aham tvam sava papebhyo moksha yishyami ma shuchaha. Always think of me and become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me, thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Jena Tasmaye Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Garim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishvaram. So here's a very interesting translation where a good 50% of the translation is actually not in the verse. Right? But of course, Srila Prabhupada is elaborating on the character of Narada Muni and the importance of what he's doing. So in the beginning of the translation we have the word Svara Brahmani, and Prabhupada translates that as in spiritual sound. And then Nirbhata, which means placing clearly before the mind. And so Prabhupada expands that pretty much in the first sentence. The seven musical notes, sa, ri, ga, ma, pa, dha, and ni, are used in musical instruments. And this, of course, this is relating to Narada Muni's playing the veena, right? And not only playing the veena, but chanting. So, Prabhupada says here, these originally come from the Sama Veda. Right? And we know the Vedas are the instructions of the Lord. And he then follows the translation. The great sage Narada vibrates sounds describing the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. By such transcendental vibrations, and then such as Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, he fixes his mind at the lotus feet of the Lord. So it's interesting, what's in the translation is Swara Brahmani, in spiritual sound, which of course is the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nirbhata, by placing clearly before the mind. He fixes his mind at the lotus feet of the Lord. And what happens? He then perceives. Rishikesha is mentioned here. Rishikesha chittam avesya. Akandam chittam avesya. Oh, sorry. Rishikesha padambuje akandam chittam avesya. He fixes the lotus feet of the Lord, Rishikesh, in his consciousness by this process of meditating on the sound vibration, this Swara Brahmani, spiritual sound. Right? There's material sound and spiritual sound. And even though our chanting of Hare Krishna is done, you know, with the material senses, if you like, right? What's the tongue? Is one of the working senses, right? The karmendriya, hands, feet, tongue, genital, anus. These are the working senses. Right? We have the knowledge acquiring senses, eyes, ears, nose, tongue again for tasting, and touch. You can feel the air. Right? Can't see the air, but you can feel it. Oh, well, yeah. So, even though we engage the apparently material senses in the chanting of Hare Krishna, that vibration of the Swara Brahmani is not material. It is a spiritual sound vibration. Golokera prema dana hari nama sankirtana. The chanting of Hare Krishna comes directly from the spiritual world. Huh? I remember seeing the devotees in Adelaide chanting Hare Krishna. And I was always attracted to the chanting. I was a bit shocked, surprised to see the devotees with their bald heads and saffron robes and a little bit of a motley crew, right? Motley crew. I especially remember Gauramandala Bhumi. I've told this story many times. Gauramandala Bhumi, he has this intense peering gaze, right? But you could always see the whites of his eyes at the top. So he always looked like he was kind of shocked. It's just his demeanour. A very nice devotee. Gauramandala Bhumi started the preaching in Indonesia. And when we were just starting to get involved in Krishna consciousness and giving away our material possessions, and I remember giving he only had dhotis and kurtas, and yet he was traveling to Indonesia, and so I gave him some of my shirts and pants that I had, because he was much taller than me. I'm sure the pants only probably came up to, didn't even cover his ankles. But I remember him catching the bus to go to Darwin. Caught the bus, travelled all the way by bus up from Adelaide to Darwin, and then went by boat or plane, from Darwin to Bali. Yeah, and was there. He didn't leave until he had one book. He studied Indonesian, and he had one book, On the Way to Krishna, translated from English into Bahasa. With that book and blessings of Srila Prabhupada, he pretty much started preaching in Indonesia. But when I used to first see the Harinam party, and Guru would be playing a mridanga and really looking mean, well, at least to me, looked really mean, and I used to think, got to be careful getting involved with these people. I used to think, they're out to get me. But I was very attracted to the, the chanting of Hare Krishna is not any material mundane activity. Very, very powerful, as is mentioned here. When we chant Hare Krishna and focus our minds on the sound vibration, then Krishna appears within the heart. Right? If we're chanting properly, then that sound vibration will capture our attention, and we'll feel the presence of Krishna. This is the potency of the Maha Mantra, is that it is directly Krishna, right? And all of Krishna's, what is it? Sarva Shakta Shaktis. It's mentioned in the Sikshastikam, that all of Krishna's potencies are in his name, right? So what a wonderful opportunity. Actually, it's a very sneaky way of engaging people in devotional service. This is why we go out and do Harinam. Why Lord Chaitanya encouraged the Harinam Sankirtan. Because simply by hearing the name, people are beginning the process of bhakti, Shravanam Kirtanam, right? Hearing, it's the beginning. And for those who hear the holy name, it's a great blessing. It's purifying. And for those who chant, as is demonstrated here by Narada Muni, one directly perceives Rishikesh, the master of the senses. Padambuje, Rishikesha Padambuje, Akandam Chittama Vesya. So, Narada Muni is directly, as described here, directly connected with the Lord. It's the Lord's intention, his mission, to ensure that the holy name is broadcast throughout the whole universe here. What is it? Lokan, translated, all the planetary systems. Anucharat Muni. So Narada Muni travels all over the universe for the purpose of doing Sankirtan effectively, with his mind always fixed. Of course, this is how he keeps his mind fixed on the lotus feet of the Lord. So Prabhupada explains here, well, first of all, he sings this, he quotes this song and translates the song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Accompanied by the stringed instrument, the singing seems like a shower of nectar. Shower of nectar. So it's attractive. I was attracted to the whole, I was alarmed by the sight of the brahmacharis in saffron, but at the same time the chanting of the Maha Mantra was attractive. It wasn't until I went to the temple, the first time I went to the temple for the it was Bhaktivinoda Thakur's appearance day, I guess. When's his disappearance day, I think, is in June. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's disappearance day in June. And I went to, one of my friends invited me to go with him to the temple because there was a feast. There was a feast on. So after, in the beginning of the songs of the Vaishnava Charyas, there's a description of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's life, short biography of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's life. Because a lot of the songs in the songs of the Vaishnavacharyas, the first song book, most of the songs are Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs, and translated by Achyutananda, then Swami Achyutananda, who was one of the early, really early pioneers of ISKCON in India. And he was like Jayaprataka Maharaj. They had travelled to India very early on in the establishment of ISKCON, and he spoke fluent Bengali, or learnt Bengali, you know, fluently. Probably at the time more fluently than Jayaprataka Swami. But Jayaprataka Maharaj knew Bengali, but he really polished, he learnt that later. He became more polished in Bengali later. But Achyutananda had certainly learned enough Bengali to be able to translate these songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So in the beginning of the songbook, there's the description of the biography of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who wrote this song that Prabhupada's translating here. And so that whoever was leading the program read the story of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And then after hearing the story of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I started to get a historical perspective of what was happening. You know, when I just saw the Hare Krishnas, saffron-robed devotees with bald heads, it just doesn't compute just doesn't, completely out of the spiritual world. And so, but when I heard the story of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then it started to make sense. That, this is something that's been practiced for centuries, right? Or at least at that point. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a saintly sadhu, if you like, who was also, in one sense, a worldly man, right? You could say. He was a magistrate. He was a family man. But also an empowered devotee. So it was somebody that I could relate to, or more readily relate to, and understand that the chanting of Hare Krishna came from a culture, and a culture that has substance. And there's some philosophy, there's some solid basis, sound basis for this practice. Then after we had prasadam, then the devotees set up the Fairchild projector and they showed me the life and times of Sri Chaitanya, which in those days the Fairchild projector was like a box. Well, actually, it looked like a briefcase, sizable briefcase, but you could open it up, and when you opened it up, it expanded into a projector. And it had these cassettes, like, the VHS cassettes, but much bigger, about twice the size. And you slowed that into into the slot and plugged it in, turned it on. And then it had a screen. When you opened it up, it opened up with a screen. And so it was like a video recorder or video player, really, with its own sound and its screen. So, and it was a slide. It was a slideshow, and with sound and narration, and also moving image. Movies. And it was all about Sri Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya, the life and times of Sri Chaitanya. So then when I saw that, again, it was like light bulbs went off. Boom, okay. The chanting of Hare Krishna is something that's being done for centuries, if not longer, because it's come from this tradition, right? And of course, we see here, yes, for a very, very long time, right? Right from practically the beginning of the creation, the Sankirtan party has been going out, right? And that's evidenced here by Narada, this description of Narada Muni, right? And as Prabhupada says, Narada Muni is a disciple of who? Who does Prabhupada say Narada Muni is a disciple of? Who? Who? Brahma. Yes, Lord Brahma. You go to the top of the class, Sibya. Lord Brahma is the guru of Narada Muni. Right? And here's Narada Muni chanting Hare Krishna with Indra and Brahma and the demigods. Right? There's the Sankirtan party. The Adi Sankirtan party, right, is Narada Muni with his guru, right, and the demigods. So is it important? Is it important? Is Sankirtan important? What do you think? Yes? Yeah? Yes, it's important. And why is it important? Why is the Sankirtan important? Anybody got any ideas from what we've just heard? Why is Sankirtan important? Sibya, what do you think? Any answers, okay.
Because we're having the only stuff that we can do.
What was that?
Because for Kali Yuga, we can only do Sankirtan.
Yes, I didn't. That's true, but not the answer that I'm looking for. What do you think, Hayagriva? What was that? What did he say, Rich Rich? What did he say? Yes, but okay. But that's not what we heard before. What did we hear before? In the yes, very good. Go to the top of the class, Srinivacha. Because you chant Hare Krishna, you directly feel Krishna, see Krishna, hear, perceive Krishna's presence. Powerful, powerful. You don't have to be a big yogi. Right? In fact, even if you're a big bogey, if you chant Hare Krishna, you can still perceive. This is the potency. You know, and why Lord Chaitanya is considered to be Namo Mahavadanyaya. We're offering our respects. Krishna Prema Pradayate. He's giving Krishna Prema freely to everybody through the chanting of Hare Krishna. Right? And that's the striking thing about the devotees. They're so happy. Right? This is what's so attractive. They're chanting Hare Krishna and they're happy. Right? In fact, everybody becomes happy when the chanting of Hare Krishna is performed with that focus, that it's a meditation, right? And really simple, really. Vibrate the tongue, hear the sound, right? Receive the instructions from the spiritual master, right? It's interesting, Prabhupada says here. What does he say? The immediate spiritual master, oh, actually, a few things he says here. Listen to this. Really powerful instructions, right? Lord Brahma is the guru of Narada Muni, who is the guru of Vyasadeva, and Vyasadeva is the guru of Madhvacharya. Thus, the Gaudiya Madhava Sampradaya is in a disciplic succession from Narada Muni. Then what does Prabhupada say? The members of the disciplic succession, in other words, the members of the Krishna consciousness movement, who's that? The members of the Krishna consciousness movement, who's that? Huh? Us. Us. That's us. So Prabhupada is directly addressing us here, should follow in the footsteps of Narada Muni. How? What do you reckon? What do you reckon? Chinchurupa and I have a bit of a pastime. I call out, hey, Chinchurupa. She'll say, yeah. I say, what do you reckon? She'll say, what do you mean, what do you reckon? But here, what do you think? What do you reckon? What do you think? In other words, the members of the Krishna consciousness movement should follow in the footsteps of Narada Muni by chanting the transcendental vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. They should go everywhere. Right? What does that mean? They should go everywhere. Sit at home, chant Hare Krishna. What do you think? Go everywhere. Yeah. Certainly we should sit at home and chant Hare Krishna. Right? But that's not all we should do. Right? They should go everywhere to deliver the fallen souls by vibrating the Hare Krishna mantra. The Hare Krishna mantra and, right, the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. What did Gopa Vrindesh say the other day when he gave class? What did he say? Does anybody know? Who attended Gopa Vrindesh's class last week. Madhumahini, what did he say? Do you remember? Does anybody remember? Do you remember? Okay, I'll give you a hint. Four things, he said. Four things. Four things. What did he say? You remember the four things?
Maybe.
Maybe. You do. You do. You must remember. What was it? Study? No. Practice, wasn't it? Practice, study, teach and preach. Right? That was the four things, wasn't it? I got four things out of your class that I thought were very potent, pertinent for us. Right? Practice. We're told what to do. Right? But also we have to study. It's important. Because otherwise how are we going? Prabhupada says here, go everywhere, chant Hare Krishna, and the vibrating. He says vibrating the Hare Krishna mantra and the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now, if you haven't done the study, how are you going to do that? And this is an interesting feature of our, you know, when. My mum said to me, you know, when I first spoke to my mother, I said to her, I'm living in the Hare Krishna temple in Melbourne. And my mum said to me, oh no, you sound like a parrot already. Right? I said, no, I haven't said anything yet. What do you mean? And of course, my mother's biggest fear was, you know, that I've been brainwashed by the cult. Right? Out of ignorance. Right? My mum and my mother said later, 10 years later, my mother said, I was embarrassed that my son joined the Hare Krishnas. But then she said, but then I was embarrassed because I didn't know why I was embarrassed. Right? She didn't know. And I didn't know either. When I first saw the devotees, I thought, whoa. I was attracted, but I thought, what's going on here? Right? But what used to happen was I used to meet the devotees on the street and they used to be able to answer all of my questions. This is one of the reasons why I was attracted to Hare Krishna also, because certainly there was the chanting of Hare Krishna, but also there was substance to what they were doing. Right? And I had friends who were into divine light and who, you know, become Christians and, you know, there were the children of God in those days. There was the Divine Light Mission. The age of Aquarius was dawning, or maybe it was the evening. I'm not sure what it was, but there was an interest in spiritual matters. But it was the Hare Krishna devotees who could convince me of, you know, they could convince me with a solid philosophy. So I was attracted to the chanting of Hare Krishna, but it wasn't until I discovered the, you know, the philosophical basis of what the devotees were doing that I became convinced. Right? So Prabhupada says here, chant, vibrate the Maha Mantra, right? Because it is so potent, and it's our line coming from Lord Brahma, practically speaking, because if Narada Muni is doing it, who told him to do it? Who would have told him to do it? Lord Brahma. Right. So this is our whole line, practically speaking, and give the philosophy. And we see that with Brahma, especially in the Brahma Samhita. In the fifth chapter of the Brahma Samhita, there's a whole description of his realizations on how the universal affairs are to be managed, right? Effectively. So, practice, study, teach, and preach, right? And that's this. And then we'll be able to, we'll fulfill Prabhupada's instruction here. Vibrate the Maha Mantra and the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. That will please the Supreme Personality of Godhead and distribute books effectively. Right? This is what Prabhupada wanted us to do. Chant Hare Krishna, distribute books. This is pretty much the life of the Hare Krishna movement. It's not stay at home and chant and study, right? Yes, okay, we do that at home, but why? We're not bhajanandis. At least our line is not bhajanandis. We have our bhajan, but we also are goshtiyanandi. We go, and following in the footsteps of Narada Muni, we and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we go out, and Lord Brahma, Indra, Lord Shiva, we go out and perform Sankirtan. And it's important that we perform Sankirtan because we're fulfilling the instructions of the previous acharyas, but we're also experiencing the potency and the power of the Maha Mantra and the instructions of Krishna, and we're giving them to others. And of course there's purification in that, in many ways, because, you know, and this is what Prabhupada did. We see that in Srila Prabhupada's life. He gave the Maha Mantra and the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam and the Chaitanya Charitamrita to everybody. And as Lord Chaitanya says, without considering qualification, right, distributing it liberally, which is what Lord Chaitanya did, and Narada Muni also, for our purification, for the benefit of others, and also for our benefit. One can, and here, why? Why do we do this? One can spiritually advance if one actually follows the instructions of Narada Muni. And then he says, if one pleases Narada Muni, then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hrishikesh, is also pleased. And then Prabhupada quotes, Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasado, or Prasadaha. Right. So, this is the eighth verse of the Guruvashtakam that we chant every day. Right? And also the next line, without pleasing the spiritual master, one doesn't please Krishna. Nagati kutopi. Right? Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadan na gati kutopri. You don't get the ultimate destination if you don't please your spiritual master. Whoa. Okay. So what does that make Sankirtan? If you think about it, what does that make the activity of Sankirtan? What does it make it? What did you say, Sylvia? Yes, we know it's chanting the holy name, but what does that, these instructions about Sankirtan, what does that make Sankirtan? Srinya Kavacha? Huh? Yes, we know that's what it is, but this instruction, how does it emphasize Sankirtan? What does it mean? What do you think? Is it important or not? What do you think? Important. Yeah, of course it is. It's important. Should we do it? Yeah. And if we don't do it, what? What do you reckon? According to what Prabhupada's saying here. Nagatikutopi. The immediate spiritual master is the representative of Narada Muni. There is no difference between the instructions of Narada Muni and those of the present spiritual master. Pretty far out. Both Narada Muni and the present spiritual master speak the same teachings of Krishna. And then Prabhupada quotes 1855 and 56. Right? 65 and 66, sorry. Always think of Krishna. Become his devotee. Worship him. Offer your obeisances to him. If you do this, you'll go to Krishna. Right? So how do we worship Krishna? What's our process for worshipping Krishna? Oh, you're nodding your head. Nodding your head. What do you reckon? What do you reckon? What's our process for worshipping Krishna? Balavan? Huh? Yeah, and how do we do that? Yeah. Sankirtan. Chant Hare Krishna. Yeah. That's why, you know, when people, when we preach to people, we just say, Chant Hare Krishna. That's our, we have a one-size-fit-all solution to problems, right? Of course, Chant Hare Krishna is valid for everybody. Engagement is slightly different. So I've been thinking about this. You know, this how do we fulfill the order of the spiritual master? We need to get everybody, or certainly increase the Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, welcome. Yeah. Get everybody out on Harinam Sankirtan. Oh, that might be a bit scary for some. But here, if we don't do it, it's scary. When you think about it. If we don't do it, it's scary. So, yeah. But if we do this, abandon all varieties of religiosity and just surrender unto me. Krishna says, I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Ma suchaha, do not fear. Right? So this verse and Srila Prabhupada's purport, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song, emphasize strongly the performance of Sankirtan. Right? In order to make, to please the spiritual master effectively, yes. Any comments or questions? Anybody have any comments or questions? Any doubts?
Absolutely not.
Huh? Very good. What's your name?
Rondell. Rondell from New Zealand.
How do you spell your name?
A-R-U-N-D-E-L-L.
Aranzo.
It can be Aranzo. That's over Spanish.
Yeah.
Or Arando.
Yeah.
Orlando. Or Rondo.
Aranzo. How do you pronounce it?
Aranzo.
Aranzo. Okay, very good. Welcome. I saw you here the other day. Sibya.
My question is, like, you see the devotee parents, and they keep them becoming devotees, they're very happy about it. But here we see Daksha, his son is becoming devotee, but he's not happy with it. So, like, why isn't he happy with his why isn't he happy that his kids are becoming devotees?
Why does he work? Did you hear that, Balavan?
Yeah. Why isn't Daksha happy that his children are becoming devotees?
Why isn't he happy that his sons... Well, because you see, Daksha has a different service. Right? And so his focus or emphasis is slightly different to Narada Muni's service, if you like. Narada Muni is to elevate and to liberate everybody, right? And so he's there to satisfy all of the living entities who want to use the material world for spiritual advancement. And he saw the Hariyasvas as being eminently qualified to be transcendentalists, right? But that ran counter to what Daksha's service is. Daksha's service is as a progenitor. And he had the 10,000 sons, 10,000 or 1,000? 10,000, next lot were 1,000, yeah. He had the 10,000 sons to... And he wanted them to perform austerities like he did. And he got the darshan of Lord Vishnu, remember? So he's a devotee also. But his focus is on creating an environment where those living entities who want to come into the material world to enjoy their material facility and also the opportunities for liberation. But, you know, his service is slightly different in that he's populating the material creation, all also as a service to Lord Brahma, right? So he saw Narada Muni as operating separately from his purpose or mission, although actually they're both the same, right? And he shouldn't have been so attached, but he was, right? Do you ever get attached to the results of what you're doing? No. Ooh, very good.
Later on in this chapter, Prabhupada points out that Daksha had a fault-finding mentality.
There you go.
He's calling Narayana Muni asadu.
He said
you're asadu.
Asadu.
Asadu. So he was actually picked up by offensive.
Oh, he did. He really did. Yes. Pride, yes, that also. Yeah. So it's really interesting that he got to see, you know, it's not an ordinary person that gets the darshan of Lord Vishnu. Yet we see sometimes that devotees can be, what's the word? Covered a little bit. Deviated even sometimes.
Stiff neck.
Yes. Oh yeah, his neck might have been stiff. If that's part of his pride, yes, why not? So anyway, yes, good point. Yeah, he was. He had certainly become proud. That's for sure. 10,000 very, very saintly sons. Well, you, how could you, you know, you probably would get proud. We see that this is what happens with the householders, actually, right? We're attached to our children and we think our children are rays of Vishnu or, you know, something similar. Demigods at the least, right? Until they turn 16 or 17 and then we discover other things in their characters that we hadn't noticed before. Yes, he got proud. Any other comments? Questions?
My other question was he blessed and given another 10,000
sons? No, he got 1,000. He got 1,000. And Narada Muni preached to them as well, and they also left over. Daksha's beside himself at that point. But there was a solution. There was a solution. And then after that, he had 60 daughters, and they were then betrothed to the different demigods. And of course, Narada Muni didn't preach to them. And And in that way, very instructive pastimes here that you know, Krishna does have a plan, and the plan is to the plan may be achieved or fulfilled in a variety of ways, not immediately obvious.
It's interesting too, because as the pastime sort of unfolds, Daksha curses the Narayana, and then you see Narayana's response to it. It's okay, that's all right, I'm happy with that. So yeah.
Well, it could have been a Daksha Jagya, as we saw in a previous canto.
Yeah. But it just sort of reveals Narada's true nature, is that whatever comes to serve the Krishna.
Yeah, yeah. Which is quite elevated, very elevated. Daksha, very different. Saw something as an obstacle, got angry, and started cursing. Right? Narada Muni got cursed and hurry, hurry, bowl. Yeah. So, yeah. Yes, but it's not so easy to do, and so we see that in Daksha's case. He's quite elevated personality, but still has his attachments. And when they're threatened, when his desires are threatened, or you know, he thought 10,000 sons, fantastic, they'll follow me and they'll help me, right? But then taken away, yeah. And as Nishin Kavacha's pointed out, his having 10,000 sons made him a little bit full of himself. Right? One son is enough, right? Oh, my son, my son, my son. Oh, my daughter, my daughter. Huh? She's now at university. She's studying so nicely. She's going to follow in my footsteps. Huh? What is it? Raymond Barry Professor. And that's no small feat, by the way. I shouldn't make fun of it. Shouldn't make fun of the devotees. But we do sometimes get carried away. Right? Yeah. Whereas the mark of a really advanced devotee is, you know, what is it? Sukadukasame kritva. Labha labho jaya jayo. Krishna recommends, second chapter, we should be equal in happiness and distress, loss and gain, victory or defeat. So Narada Muni was obviously pretty happy that the Hariyasvas and the Sarvalashvas were liberated, but when he was cursed, he's very exemplary. And interesting what Prabhupada says here. I have similarly been cursed by the parents of my disciples. And so I have to travel. Interesting. It comes later. Okay, thanks everybody. Kvantarai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaura Bhakta Brinda Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Narada Muni ki jai.